next and be happy, or do you, like Sammy said, not be satisfied with the way that game went?
First and foremost, we got 2 points, so that's what we need out of the game. But that, we've played much better. We've played better in lost games, and was our 40th win tonight. But I guess in the grand scope of things, we've played much better hockey in most of those 40 wins than we did tonight. In saying that, though, boys were down a goal going into the third. They got the goal they needed to. Push the game to overtime, and then finally the shootout. So you got to give them some credit for that. It's the line, you know, they're not all a Picasso, but we're gonna have to be better than that. And you got to give the Islanders some credit. They played really hard. They were diving in front of shots, and the goalie played extremely well. It's hard to get through the neutral zone on them. We found ourselves dumping a lot of pucks. I just didn't think we were that hard to play against tonight. And Bish had to play well tonight to keep us hanging around. And you got to tip your hat, too, to our penalty kill. We were an extended 5-on-3 and got through that, killed it off, and it gave us a little momentum to get the tying goal. So definitely there were positives in the game. But as a whole, we're a better 5-on-5 team than we showed tonight.
Callahan, that kind of a blueprint for him. Maybe a couple of goals the way he scored.
Yeah, he makes a living in that area. He wherever there's paint on the ice, he does a heck of a job, and gets 2 big goals for us. But some of the other things that go unnoticed, he gets that puck out at the end. Who knows what could have happened there with those final few seconds of the game. But clearly we needed him tonight, and he was really good for us.
So did you do some sort of rain dance sacrificial thing to end the shootout woes? Other than change out the first three?
Well, at least it worked for a little bit. I think we scored 2 of our first 3. But of course, Bish, who's been great in shootouts, all of a sudden, it's another thing, to give the Islanders credit, I think we had him on the ropes 3 times, and they found a way to score 3 of those. And we had them on the ropes
3 times. 7th and 11th, they scored to force.
Yeah, they forced the 3.
They had scored a second one, too.
Yeah. But that wasn't an ender,
answered.
Yeah.
No, but they answered 4 times.
They answered. And that was a long one, though. I wonder, we have 26 shooters. So I was almost going to send Bonesy over the boards. It's getting close.
So what is your plan as it gets to that length? I mean, you just making guys out of a hat, or do you have some sort of long list in your head?
Well, you got to look to our defensemen. I think we scored 5 goals, and D got 3 of them in that shootout. But at that point, I think both coaches are just tossing guys over the boards, hoping somebody's going to score. We scored some goals, and our goalie made the big save at the end, and it turned into 2 points, so we will take that.
Coach Bishop said he did, it was on purpose so that you could see, as many shooters as possible, so you could get an idea of, going ahead. So give him a little credit.
One way to put it, I guess.
So just how big of a relief is it then to, through all that 13 rounds to be the team that comes out on top?
Well, I know it's an easy question to answer. Games are running out. And teams in the East, how the schedule makers go, they just find a way to put all the teams that are in the hunt to play each other down the stretch. So, somebody's getting points somewhere, and you just really can't worry about what other teams are doing. You just have to worry about what you're doing. And I've said this after every game, we've got 2 more points than we did 2.5 hours ago, and that's what we need. You need points to get in, and once you get that X by your name that you're in the playoffs, you try and keep winning. It's like the stages. You get in, and then once you get in, you try and keep munching more points to see, can you get home ice? But we're just, it's one game at a time. We got to be better than we were tonight. going into Buffalo, because you know they've obviously shown that they haven't mailed in the season. They're battling their butts off, and they beat us not a few weeks ago. So we have to be better than we were tonight, or it's going to be tough in Buffalo.